Prologue. In late February of a year not long past, Dr. Irina Filipovna, a physician, was crossing the interminable expanse of the taiga on the Trans-Siberian Railroad and happened to be an unwilling witness to a singularly odd event. Though the coach in which she rode was third class, the seat hard, and her fellow passengers in foul or despairing moods due to the recent disruption of rail service by ecology protesters, she had planned to sleep away much of the journey between Novosibirsk and Irkutsk. She had delivered a lecture on immunology at a medical institute in the former city and had hoped to disembark in the latter without undue trouble and from there to make her way by bus and horse-drawn sleigh to her home village, where she maintained a small but necessary practice. A handsome woman in her early 40s, she was a widow with two sons to support. It was her custom to work with quiet determination, to keep her life as simple as possible, in order to bring what remained of her family through these times, the socio-political situation that now seemed more confused in some ways than it had been under the communist regime. She had no love for anything that remained of the state's apparent omnipotence and its omnivorousness. Neither did she waste energy trying to understand the universe in other terms, for what might or might not lie beyond it could never be proved by science. She was, in her own estimation, a mother and a scientist. She often reminded herself that she had a good deal to be grateful for, especially her husband, whom she had loved as no other in her life, and her sons, who were now, if it might be expressed in this way, her very life.